the guts and it's the glory. 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters from home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now here is your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Welcome to the Jay Garvin Show. I love the intros, and you're going to enjoy the outros in this entire radio show podcast. My name is Jay Garvin. You've turned into the Home and Mortgage Talk, and what a special edition that you've tuned in for. I've got my entire outline right before me. And folks, out of the 14 and a half years, the 760 plus radio show podcasts that I've done, this is the most favorite conversation that I will ever have on the radio during the next 60 minutes. Folks, this is officially not only on Independence Day, if you're listening today, Saturday, Independence Day in America, but you are listening to the show, drumroll Matt, America 250. That's what we're talking about today. Thank you for those fireworks there, Matt, because safely and sadly enough, we will not be having fireworks in Colorado. And may God bless all the firefighters out there. May the Lord be with the families of the firefighters who have lost their lives. And may the Lord bring rain to Colorado specifically and Utah. But folks, I have a packed show with so many fun facts about our Day of Independence, so much information about our presidents, so much information about our past and our history, so much so I've got to get my energy drink out. Usually I have my excess energy drink, but today I ran out and I have a sugar-free Red Bull, folks. And I appreciate all of you regular radio listeners out there. Marty, Michelle, Leanne, Karen, Susie, Jane, the list goes on and on and on. I cannot thank all of you radio listeners here. Like I said, finishing up our 14th year for a total of 15 years and more than 780 podcasts by the time Matt, my producer, and I ring this together. But we are going to talk, folks, about Independence Day. We're going to talk about milestones in America along the way. We're going to talk about fun facts. We're going to talk about our Constitution, my friends. United States is a very, very, very unique place in the world. It is the best country by far with no close second. I think we need to keep this in mind. In fact, if you want to call me at 719-330-1457, do so during the break, please. I'd love to hear what you're doing here on Independence Day. Yesterday was absolutely epic. We had a block party in our neighborhood with over 550 people, folks. So we don't need fireworks to get excited. I'm excited about our history. I'm excited about our country. I'm excited about our 250th birthday. I'm excited about what's going on currently in America economically. I'm going to talk about our jobs numbers. We just had another 55,000 jobs gained again this month, and we've had over 2 million jobs created since the current administration and Donald Trump took over. The most amazing thing, folks, is government jobs are going down. We are downsizing the government, and 90% of all these new jobs are private sector jobs. That's how you grow an economy. You don't print money and then give it to people to do a government job that is never efficient. That comes from someone who spent an entire career in the Army, where people would argue at the end of the year how we could buy hundreds of senseless coolers and thermos just to use up our budget in the Flight for Life medevac unit that I was in. It's just absolutely crazy. I love the private sector. I was just talking to God on the way over how there's no such thing as a bad day in America. If you have loved ones that don't have their health, I pray right now that an angel in the Lord would touch your family member, touch your loved one, and heal them immediately. Because if you have your health and you have loved ones around you, everything else is a first world problem. Venezuela and the earthquakes is a real world problem. We need to pray for them as well. But just thank God all of us are in United States of America. And I want to tell you this first. Let's talk about this before we go to break. United States. I think many of you know as radio listeners because I have talked about this repeatedly. And call me at 719-330-1457 if you have any fun facts that I don't mention here on the air. Also, folks, if you've never heard my voice before, I am a licensed loan originator. Maybe 45 to 48 weeks out of the year, we talk mortgage, we talk investment properties, we talk finances, we talk the 7 baby steps, because Churchill Mortgage, the company that I'm a licensed loan originator with, is directly affiliated with Ramsey Solutions. We are the exclusive partner, as advertised on the radio, partnering with Dave Ramsey and all of you as listeners. I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, but I tell everybody at the end of the show, go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters. The mortgages, the fireworks, the houses, your retirement accounts, none of those things can go with you to your afterlife in heaven if you're a Christian and a believer of Jesus like me. But your loved ones, your relationships, your memories, the differences you made on this fallen world called Earth, all matters in the end, and it's the most important. But with saying that, folks, United States is the most durable and the longest existing constitution in the world, period. Now, United States Constitution, folk, which, you know, 1776 is what we're celebrating 250 years for, but our Constitution was actually codified in 1789. And what codified means is that it's one single document. If you want to look technically, San Marino has an uncodified constitution that started in 1600. United States is 1789 and continuous. San Marino's is uncodified, which means that it's a hodgepodge or a bunch of documents and a growing and a breathing constitution, which is less concrete, it's less consistent, it's not as binding and transforming. Basically, without getting into the details, because the uncodified constitutions lack special protections, they potentially are vulnerable and swift to alteration by a majority government. So United Kingdom has this. But here is the list here, folks, before I go to break. Norway is number 3 since 1814. The Netherlands is 1815. Belgium is 1831. Denmark, 1849. Argentina, folks, 1853, Luxembourg, 1868, Switzerland, 1874, and Tonga, 1875. But United States, since 1789, we've been celebrating 250 years, and I believe America is a multiple times better than it was when our founding fathers put it together and made sacrifice, and I'm excited to talk about it with you here today. I'm going to have a special guest, Dave Fleming from Pella Windows, to celebrate with us. Great, great company, just celebrated 100 years. I mean, when America was 150 years old, a man by the name of Pella decided to create a business, and Dave and I will talk about that a little bit. But call me during the break at 719-330-1457. Do the patriotic things, folks, and go out and celebrate, and thank God that you're born in America and that we are celebrating 250 days of independence. Back after these messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Lay down, hear the lion. Lay the red wine.
my home.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Bless America. I love the music that you're listening to today. It's my regular patriotic playlist. I am Jay Garvin's, the host, right here of the Jay Garvin Show. And I've got so much information in front of me. I am excited for this to be a Independence Day America 250 radio show on the actual day. God bless America that our 250th birthday landed on a Saturday. I hope you all have extended weekends like we have. But I have some fun facts, folks. Some fun facts about celebrating 250 years of America. And some of these, there's so many more. I read so many things online. I'm going to talk to you about some of those things, patriotic things. But if you're here in Colorado with me, here in the Pikes Peak region, Colorado Springs Valley, maybe down as far as Pueblo where you can hear me, or as north as Castle Rock, we are so incredibly blessed. We actually live in the Centennial State, 1876. But back in July 4th of 1776, it is absolutely crazy. There were 2.5 million colonists that said, we are going to become a country. And
oh,
today,
wow.
That small experiment by the founding fathers, of which I'm going to get to fun facts later. You know, George Washington is the only founding father to actually have a state named after him. Another fun fact, Benjamin Franklin is literally the only founding father to have signed all four of the foundational documents of our country. One is the Declaration of Independence. Number two, this is an important one because when we were fighting the Revolutionary War, he was hanging up, sipping wine in France. He is the signator of the Treaty of Alliance with France, huge in its results in the Revolutionary War, the Treaty of Paris, then in 1783, and the United States Constitution. That's pretty remarkable, folks, and I've got so much information. We have 340 million people now.
Wow.
In this great nation, and the experiment has continued to be the biggest blessing around the world. Many people have said, and I say it too, I am nothing special, nor is any other American I've ever met. We're just ordinary people, just like everybody else throughout the world, but we're in an extraordinary system, and that system is the Constitution. I'm not going to get into politics, but what an amazing codified document that is. And United States, we're the most philanthropic country in the world. I mean, for the Lord's sake, there's over 5,400 museums in this country. I mean, that's more than 100 per state. Historical sites, 1,120. Get this, there's over 780 zoos in this country that have been created and maintained over the last 250 years. And you should be very proud. The highest altitude zoo in North America is our Great Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. This is interesting. I told you about the founding fathers, that although President Washington is the only president to have a state named after him, Washington State, I had no clue that there's even a city within Washington and the name of it is George. So you can actually be in George Washington. Oh, that's awkward.
Oh,
but
no, he's been.
In 2020 census, there was 800 people that lived in George Washington. Talk about getting inside someone's head. So here's some other ones. Interesting. The Statue of Liberty. God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings in our life. My wife and I and our children got a chance to not take a boat ride, not take a helicopter ride. We took a sailboat, not a boat ride. We sailed around Liberty Island and up and down the Hudson River, up and down the East River when we saw the Brooklyn Bridge. There's just so much patriotism around the country. Folks, I want to tell you this. If you were born 1970 or later, I just talked to my wife about this. She was born in 1970. She remembers taking a kindergarten picture for Independence Day. I am so blessed. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that I was born in 1967. So, folks, I was 9 years old, crazy, on fire, and enthusiastic patriot back then. I remember in 1976, we had a lake home. A cabin, and now this was a real cabin, along with the mice and the bugs and the mosquitoes and the screened-in porch and 600 square feet to begin with a family of six inside of that. No garages. We had to bring the motorcycles up on the porch. Huge blessing. We built the cabin. We expanded the cabin in upper Wisconsin. Parents bought it in 1972, sight unseen, with everything in it to include the couches, the bedding, and the silverware for $10,000 on 4 acres. We had to sell that thing, and I cried like a baby. 50 years later, in 2022, after my father and mother had passed away, it's 16 and a half hours from here. But as God is my witness, my father painted our cabin white, all of the window trim red, and the shutters blue, and we had 78 steps down to this glacier lake called Lake Gilmore outside of Hayward, Wisconsin, about 2 hours north and a bit east of Minneapolis, and we painted the front of every step red and white and blue and red and white and blue. Then my dad's like, we're going to paint the raft that goes in the water. We're going to paint the dock. He painted my grandfather's fishing boat because it was an old wood boat. He painted the whole bow and underneath of the boat white and all of the trim blue, and then the front wood kind of hood red. I think people thought my dad was crazy. I did not. He was patriotic. Then I joined the military. That made me more patriotic. So just be blessed that we live in the best country in the world. But back to the Statue of Liberty. It is actually the only piece of land in Liberty Island that's claimed both by New Jersey and New York. And some of the other most patriotic places in the country, of course, is Mount Rushmore in Keystone, South Dakota. Of course, the White House and Washington. I wanted to go so badly for America 250, but it's so crazy. My wife and I are going to do it this next spring or fall in 2027 when it's less crazy. But some other interesting facts here about the great country that we live in is this right here. 10 fun facts here about America, and I'm going to revisit these because it's so good. United, I can't believe this, because so many times politicians have talked about making English the official language of America, United States. Believe it or not, United States has no official language. Despite English being the dominant tongue and the dominant influence for business exchange around the entire world, United States does not have an official language. Number two, I never knew this because I told you we had a cabin way up in upper Wisconsin, in Minong, Wisconsin, M-I-N-O-N-G. Nobody knows where that is. But if you pick up a bag of Lynx beef jerky anywhere in America from any convenience store or Walmart, you look on the back of that package, and Jack Lynx is made by Jack Link, who lives in Minong, Wisconsin, owns the whole damn town. But there was only 503 people living there, and every single summer between the age of 7 years old to 17 years old, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, that's where the Garvin's family went. But I mention that because talk about a small town. There's actually a town, Minowie, Nebraska, that is the only official town unincorporated in United States that has one resident. I wonder if he's still alive, but that is a fun fact. We have silly ones like the longest cave in the world is actually underneath the rolling hills of Kentucky. It's called Mammoth Cave, and it's the world's longest known cave system in the world, over 426 miles that's explored and mapped. Now, we have Cave of the Winds. All of these are just great American treasure. Seven Falls, a great American treasure. Pikes Peak is a great American treasure. But look at this fun fact. It's not the highest peak in our great country of 250 years. That would be Hawaii's, I'm going to say this wrong, Mauna Kea, measures 33,500 feet. Folks, we get excited about a 14er. This is more than double the size. But the unique thing is its true base of the ocean floor makes it the tallest mountain on Earth, even though Mount Everest is the highest above sea level. This Mauna Kea is 33,500 feet, but that's from the ocean floor. Interesting. So another interesting fact is the great state of Alaska, which was brought into our great country along with Alaska in 1948. My parents used to talk about remembering as kids when they had the United States flag with 48 states, and then that changed in 1948. The state of Alaska, actually in America, is the northmost state, but is also the westernmost state and the easternmost state all in one, spanning the entire hemisphere, which that blows me away how incredibly large and expansive our great state of Alaska is. I mentioned this before, museums galore. I mean, there's over 35,000 museums, which is just incredible. I just can't even think of that. And I'm going to talk about the presidential museums in a while. But here's a fun one, because I grew up in Wisconsin, but in Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Montana, there's cattle overload. In these nine states, including these Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Montana, and Wisconsin, there's more cattle than there are human beings, which is absolutely crazy. So I'm going to give you more of these fun facts about America after the break. I enjoy any conversations that you give me. Call me, 719-330-1457. Tell me your favorite Independence Day story. And stay tuned to The Jay Garvin Show, 719-330-1457. Call me today for your next purchase or refinance mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Let freedom ring.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 a.m. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Solis.
Housekeeping?
To the America 250 show, the Independence Day show, actually recorded on Saturday, Independence Day, the 250th anniversary of our great country, the greatest nation in the world. I'm Jay Garvin's, and I got one of my good buddy Dave's here with me, my friend. You loving this day?
I am. Isn't it an exciting day?
It is, and I was telling Matt and the listeners yesterday on Friday, we went to a crazy, epic block party down in the Broadmoor.
Right.
Wait for it.
Uh-oh.
550 people, dude.
Where?
Three fire trucks, two bands.
Oh, man.
Like four pulled pork grilling trailers. Probably like 3,000 cases of beer and pony kegs from everywhere.
Wow.
100-foot American flag held up by the fire truck ladders. Just absolutely insane. But none of it compares to the absolute majesty of this country, my friend.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know how much the Lord loves us?
How?
So much that he had Donald Trump have non-consecutive terms so he could be our president on his 250th. Dude, I have to read to you later. I got Trump right here. Today he launches the giving of $1,000. Basically, he said, if any of you have children during my term, the government's going to give you that $1,000. It's called the Trump accounts. Of course, it's called the Trump accounts.
Yeah.
And these are a real thing where they're saying they're going to be $100,000 to $200,000 with all the different contributions and matching. My Michael Dell and his wife are like doing a double match
right.
of 2,000.
Yeah,
every
heard that.
Single kid. It's yeah. like he's giving like $41.5 million in like one gesture.
I'm ready to start again. Are you?
I'm telling you. Let's get this stuff untied and wiki.
Oh, no.
You know,
can.
My buddy Ken. Ken and Julie, their children both have had children during the Trump.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to call them because I'm going to contribute to those funds as well for their kids.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. You know, I'm not quick to tell my kids to participate.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a little early. I prefer.
I got one that's 20 and one that's 22. They can have the Jay Garvin's account and have them a little later, right?
Yeah, I'll cover
but
the 1,000.
I'm letting you. You'll cover, but if you're listening and you have children, adult children, and you're listening, go and promote grandbabies because as of today, you are going to have the ability for your grandchildren to have Trump accounts. $1,000 received from the government. Like I said, there's a lot of private firms to include Michael Dell and his beautiful wife from the Dell Corporation that are matching that. It's just absolutely amazing. But I was telling people before, there's no such thing as extraordinary people in this country. Elon Musk is great, but
mm-hmm.
he's an immigrant
yeah.
that would have done little to nothing in South Africa.
No, absolutely not.
We are ordinary people
mm-hmm.
in an extraordinary society.
Absolutely. Elevation.
And it makes everybody different. It makes everybody better. I've been inspired with so many positive things going on in the country. I've just been so inspired. Like I told you, I've got way too much going on. The
yeah.
fact that we can renovate a cabin in Lake George that literally sits on a rock. And then let's talk about this. I mean, I renovated, God bless America, on the 250th birthday, my house on Pleasant Street. And buddy, I put the best set of Pella windows in that thing.
You did good, kid.
And you, your team did good. Tommy did good. Who's the gal in charge of your servicing?
Lisa.
Lisa's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing human being.
Just, I mean, she knocks it out of the park daily.
She does. And I mean, it's no big deal. Pella just celebrated a big birthday too.
Yeah, the country's only 150 ahead, so we just celebrated our 100. So I'm super excited.
100 years in Pella, Iowa.
Isn't that crazy?
And wait, shoot me down or give me praise. Here we go. We got boos or claps coming right now. He originally did screen doors, right?
Yeah, the roll screen.
The roll screen. There,
started with the roll screen. Yeah.
Roll screen.
Yeah, and then World War II happened, and then they had the ability to create roll screens for some military housing, and then it turned into windows. So it was a thing, and it's a pretty amazing company. I was just back out there about a month ago, and it is so cool. With all the technology now, it's like a lot of robots that are in there now, and they're uh-huh. putting these windows together and all of that stuff. And
yeah.
But the culture at Pella is just something that's really inspiring.
Yeah, that's how it is at Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a church without walls. You guys
mm-hmm.
are just a community
yeah.
that loves. I mean, it's more than a window. It's more than a mortgage.
Yep.
And damn it, I mean, Pella, Iowa, Minong, Wisconsin. I was just in Oconomowoc Lake, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Are the most patriotic bastion areas. You go anywhere in Kansas, Nebraska,
yeah.
Iowa.
I was just in Omaha, and it was the same thing.
Yeah, you just drive through Wisconsin, and
mm-hmm.
you see all of these red, white, and blue flags
mm-hmm.
on the side of the red barns.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless you if you grew up in the Midwest. It is a hell of a place to be. I mean, Washington, D.C. right now is 100 degrees. Wisconsin
oh, yeah.
is 92
oh, yeah.
with 96% humidity.
Right.
God bless the elevation and our great state of Colorado. Lord Jesus, be with the firefighters and put out all these fires.
Yes.
But I've got some trivia that I'm going to share with you a little bit. You would think out of 45 presidents,
mm-hmm.
Trump is 47, but both he and Grover Cleveland served non-consecutive terms.
That's right.
Partner, there's only 16 former presidents and commanders in chiefs that actually have museums. Now,
is that right?
There is the historic house and like birthplace.
Sure.
And the house that Abraham Lincoln grew up in Illinois, Springfield,
yep.
and in Hodgeville, Kentucky, was the, Springfield, Illinois was the home and the national site of where he grew up, and then Hodgenville, Kentucky is where that little, you know, one-room
yeah.
cabin, which is amazing because a black slave changed his life. She helped him read because his mother died. I mean, if that's not the American story,
yeah.
you know, what is led to the greatest president, second only to Washington, but I'm going to read them here for you real quick, and we'll talk a little bit. Herbert Hoover, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Independence, Missouri. Marlo and I just went to this for my birthday, the Dwight D. Eisenhower in Abilene, Kansas.
Oh, how was that?
That, oh my God, it's the breadbasket.
Yeah.
In fact, it took us 10 minutes longer to get there because a grain train stopped, and we had to drive down to the next town and come back.
Come back around.
Because they're like, we're not moving the train. We don't care about no damn President's Museum. We got grain to move, boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then because I want to talk more with you. JFK has one in Boston. Lyndon B. Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush. The most recent one, Mr. Obama's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Right.
Wait, let's talk about that for what? We got 4 minutes left here? Two. He's going to make it four because I'll make the segment. Have you heard about Donald Trump's architectural designs for his...
No, I haven't.
It's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah, his son is in charge of it.
Oh, yes.
It's like a 65-story building.
Yeah,
I think it's
going
to be in Miami.
Yes.
And it's going to be all glass, and Air Force One is going to be in the lobby.
I can't believe.
Insane.
Yeah, I saw the concrete foundations for that thing.
Yeah,
it is insane.
It is incredible. But
yeah.
Okay, after you leave here, what are you doing?
Let's see. So we,
here we are on Independence Day. Marlo and I are going to Kenny and Julie in a party. How about you?
We are actually taking a little bit of a break, and we're just going to do some family hanging out and laziness because we've been traveling a lot.
I know, and you and your wife are constantly...
We're always on the move a little bit, but we're going to go see Eric Church at Red Rocks on Tuesday.
Word.
Yeah,
wow.
That'll be a good time.
That's going to be a great, great time.
Well, yeah.
I appreciate you. I appreciate Pella so much. Thank you.
Mm.
Dude, other than Bill and Empire, you are now the second longest standing partner. And you've got some big announcements that are coming in the fall. We're not saying anything
yet. Yeah, we're not saying anything yet, but there's some teasers out there. But
there is, and I'm telling you, folks, for less than $20,000 in a 1,500-square-foot house, Pella gave me custom windows with Craftsman grills, beautiful slide-up window slide, plus a big sliding glass door, folks. It increased the value of my house by $40,000.
Oh, yeah, and the energy efficiency, and it's fiberglass. True fiberglass.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because just for new windows in a house,
mm-hmm.
that adds literally on the appraisal up to $40,000. You know what an air conditioner adds now?
What?
$8,000.
Wow.
And it damn near costs that to put them in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is insane.
Yeah. I talk about all the time people have the ability to buy a $60,000 ride, but, you know, and they don't want the energy efficiency of $20,000. You know,
I know.
It's kind of weird.
It is. But I'm just, this is my confession. Windows are sexy.
Dude, we make them sexy for sure.
You do. I was just sliding my door back and forth. And now that's the second house. I got one more house down there on Rainbow Place to get Pella windows. So damn it, you're my friend for at least 5 more years.
Well, I'll be around.
Okay, my friend, this is a spontaneous one. What's your best 4th of July memory? Do you have any in particular?
You know, honestly, I think it was last year when we had all the kids together and the grandkids, and we found some of my dad's old fireworks.
Really?
Yeah, they were from the 60s and 70s.
Put on your mittens.
Oh, I told them, I was like, everybody stand back, let's light one and see what happens. And they were just these big booms. But it was just, I mean, it was nice because we had the whole family together. So I love this time of year.
Yeah. Well, God bless you. God bless you, the radio listeners. God bless America. And I'm going to be back to put a nice little bow on this American 250 Independence Day show right after these important messages. We'll be right back. You got the red, white, blue, fire, fire.
All the old men at the diner, telling tales too tall to tell. They're all bragging about the good old days and how this country has gone to hell. But as for me, I believe we got a hard land full of hope. Coming back around, cause you can't hold down the American soul.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin.
We want to pop you up.
Oh, say, can you see the flag that you wave? Freedom ain't free in the home of...
thank you so much for tuning in to America 250, the Independence Day show, 250th anniversary of this great country, the longest and most continuously in place constitution in the world. We have an amazing country, affords so much opportunity. Just before the break with Dave Fleming, I was talking to you about so many beautiful historic places that you can go throughout the country. The red, white, and blue, I was talking about the 16 official presidential and libraries and museums that are on the Natural Archives and Records Administration, NARA. Very, very blessed, folks. I've been to Gerald Ford's library in Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor, Michigan. I've been to Dwight D. Eisenhower's in Abilene, Kansas. The next one that I'm going to, which I'm excited about, is Harry Truman's in Independence, Missouri. I am extremely proud. Next year, I am going to Franklin D. Roosevelt's Museum and Library in Hyde Park, New York. My son is moving to New York City, and my wife and I are going to go there and take the train up the Hudson River to the Vanderbilt and the Roosevelt Estates. I did not know this, but I'm excited. In West Branch, Iowa, is Herbert Hoover's, JFK's. I'd love to go to John F. Kennedy's Library and Museum in Boston. Look at all of these in Texas. You have Lyndon B. Johnson, who has one in Texas. You've got George W. Bush, which has one in Texas. And you've got George H. W. Bush, who's got one in College Station, Texas. Then you've got Jimmy Carter's in Atlanta, Georgia, of course. You've got Ronald Reagan. I really want to go to that one in, I think it's called Simi Valley, S-I-M-I, Simi Valley, California. A lot of amazing documents have been signed at Ronald Reagan's library. And then, of course, you have President Bill Clinton's in Little Rock, Arkansas, and the most recent one to the group, Barack Obama's in Chicago, Illinois. A lot of fanfare about that one. And then, of course, you've got Donald Trump's, which is underway through design and construction, and Joe Biden's, who is underway and under construction. Now, there are a lot of other presidents, like I mentioned, Abraham Lincoln. If you go to Springfield, Illinois, I've been there to his National Historic Site, which was his home. But then also there's one in Lincoln City, Iowa, when he was 7 to 21, and then the foundation of his birthplace in Hodgenville, Kentucky. But these are all places. My favorite place on earth is a lake in Milwaukee. After being to over 36 countries in the world, I know that America is great. I loved my time in Germany and Europe, but I kissed the soil when I came home. There's a huge difference between socialism and a republic, which we are. And that's what I want to finish the show with. I want to finish the conversation and the podcast with these 10 key moments in our great history. First and foremost, with no close second, none of it could be possible without the Declaration of Independence. I want to do a whole separate show on this in 1776. And that Declaration of Independence, I can't wait until I can go to Massachusetts to see that great hall. But then we had in 1863 the Emancipation Proclamation with Abraham Lincoln, and actually in the middle of the Civil War, having the promise of freedom expanded. This changed the whole meaning of United States and what we could represent. Of course, the end of World War I in 1917, which at the time was known as the Great War. It's only after the fact, like the first three Super Bowls in football were not called Super Bowls until the fourth one. It was called a championship game. That was the Great War in 1917. That, however, was immediately surpassed by the end of World War II in 1945, 1920, when women gained the right to vote in our great country. I think 1963, the March on Washington with the incredible civil rights movement. I wish I was 2 years older so I could remember the moon landing in 69. I think for good and bad, we all believe that 2001 and September 11th is a day that goes down in memory of America. And then, of course, 2020, either good or bad. And then, of course, today, folks, this actual day, I finished the show, the most impactful day in my life, with the exception of the day I came to Christ in 1991 and the day I married my beautiful wife on July 2nd. May God bless every single one of you. We should not take it for granted in this great country that we live. Thank you, Lord, for allowing my wife and I to serve the kingdom and to serve you, the radio listeners. If you are a single working professional parent or grandparent, I want you to call me. I'm put on earth to help you. 719-330-1457. My radio producer, Matt, says happy Independence Day to all of you. And for me, Jay Garvins, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them today, this day, on Independence Day, 250, July 4th, 2026. May God bless America and may God bless you. You've been listening to The Jay Garvins Show.
We voted Trump and Bears, baby. America needs saving. America needs saving. We voted Trump and Bears, baby. November 5th, we going crazy.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
MJB, 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 MJB.